If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans. I have a very special, special guest with me here today, Chris Soules. We haven't seen each other in like 35 years, it feels like.
Pushing 40. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. I'm good. And you came all the way from Iowa just to do this podcast. I feel so special. Yeah. Thank you so much. And you had a connection.
I did have a connection in Charlotte. The opposite direction just to see you, Cheryl.
I know, right? It is. I mean.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good. Yeah. Lots going on. And
Say more. What's going on?
Working. I don't know. It's heavily in agriculture as usual, but I'm just kind of, no longer dancing nearly as much as I was in the past, but.
Do you miss dancing?
I do.
Dancing, not Dancing with the Stars. We haven't gotten there yet, but.
I always find a minute to get a move in here and there. Nothing like professional, but.
Right.
Find some time
on the tractor and the farm while you're farming, maybe
The shower.
Careful though. This is a slippery one. I actually tried that once. I was trying to go over my choreography and yes, I may have almost bit it, but that was,
that could end up on TMZ.
Yeah. Well, no, I hope not in my shower, but, okay. So you basically have an amazing story, I think, and somebody that I definitely, I've been following your story the last few years and it has been lots of highs and lows. But let's start first with how everyone fell in love with you, which is the Bachelor franchise. And I'm sure lots of people loved you before that, not saying that they didn't. But how was that rise to fame so quickly? Like, how was that whole chapter in your life?
Yeah, no, it's a, is a good question. Sort of happened, obviously out of nowhere. I had no intentions of ever being on television ever in my life. So,
really?
Never really have been motivated to be on television. Mm-hmm. Quite opposite, frankly. But, my sister signed me up for The Bachelorette. And Bachelor, whatever, to get you on the show, whatever they would accept you for. And
you had no idea.
I had no idea.
Were you pissed?
I'm like, no. When I initially found out, the producers called me and I was working and I didn't recognize the phone number. So I was like in the middle of a meeting and and didn't take the call because I was going to return it. And my sister sent me a text and said, return the phone call. People from The Bachelor are trying to call you. What are you talking about? And apparently we may have talked about it at one point. And, but she had sent a letter in and photos and whatever. And, and they reached out to me and I'm like, so I called them back as my sister had told me to do. And, I'm like, this will be like 1-800, you know, right, right. Hit one, or like you're trying to call your cell phone company to, you know, check yeah, yeah. out what's going on. And, but the producer answered and they're like, yeah, your sister submitted you. And they're like, you willing to go through the casting process? I'm like, sure. Freaking on. There's no way in hell you're going to.
Right.
It's like, there's not a chance.
And this was to be the Bachelor, or was it to be a contestant?
Just to be a contestant.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So they kind of take a whole hot, you just interview people. And
right. Like Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Right,
if you have a chance to even be considered, they'll.
And you were just like, there's no way in hell.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, this would be fun. You know, if I can go, you know, just a little something other than farming and work, I'll just do something. So I kind of went through it and it's like, just gave my all, like gave them what they wanted. And it's like the most intense job interview
in the world
I've ever been a part of. But
yeah,
which makes me respect the way they do things, actually. But yeah, right. So long story short, I thought they were going to, you know, just go through all this. It'd be fun, meet some people. Got to go to LA for the first time in my life.
Oh, wow.
Know? So yeah, cool. This was neat. And
free flights.
Yeah, free flights and food and meeting people. Yeah, killing the game.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, about 2 weeks after they finished the casting process, they asked me to, if I'd be willing to do The Bachelorette with Andy Dorfman. And
right.
And then that just kept going.
And then
going.
You said yes.
I said, hell yeah.
Okay, so let's just cut to the chase and ask, are you single currently or are you dating?
I'm single. You guys have all these weird definitions. So
I know.
I'm definitely single. I mean, I'm hoping to find a wife eventually.
Oh, you do want to get married?
Oh, hell yeah. And no one kills kids.
Yes. And how many kids do you want?
At least one would be a good start.
And, and so how does one date in Iowa? Is it a smaller community, which probably would be something that's more comfortable, right? Because it's like you know who's around you.
Well, it's super small, which most people are, you know, a lot of people are married, so it's very
tight knit.
Yeah, very tight knit. So it's dating community is primarily non-existent.
So would you be willing to leave Iowa, or like, is it not? Because I do know that this is something that I've noticed is that, you know, a lot of, I guess, your past relationships, it was them moving to Iowa and Arlington, right? Specifically. Right. Is that something that's still non-negotiable for you, or?
I don't think that was ever
non-negotiable.
Like an ultimatum, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I've always been pretty open-minded to that. And I actually love traveling and love other places, and Arlington's a place I love, and that's where I work and live, but you know, it's not like it.
Would you be willing to relocate yourself, or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like today, and you know, given technology and the way that the world works, mm-hmm. you can pretty much live wherever you want, mm-hmm. and still be able to, you know, I love being on the farm and being there, you know, a large percentage of the time, but you don't have to be there every single second. So,
right.
And it's not a bad place to be either. So
I'm sure it looked beautiful.
Yeah. Pretty beautiful.
First of all, how was your experience being part of like a herd of dudes?
I was pretty, you know, like for me, probably a little unique compared to most because it was a ton of great looking guys, like successful guys. I have a lot of successful friends, but we're just a bunch of farmer dudes, you know, kind of like different, world, I guess. Uh-huh. And that first night meeting, coming out the limo, and then I'll never forget, like sitting inside the mansion and just seeing all these dudes that are all, you know, they're all whatever, they're
dudes.
And I'm like, oh shit, I'm just,
we speak freely here on this podcast.
Yeah. Sorry.
Don't hold back.
Yeah. I definitely felt very out of place and insecure, really? And not really. I'm a guy's guy. So it was, I made great friends out of the whole situation, but I definitely felt like a very small individual meeting all those guys. Cause
you weren't necessarily cause you were more like humble and
I don't know,
like maybe not as outspoken, like as some of them, or aggressive.
I suppose maybe just not. I mean, different.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in a small town, not very showy guy. Mm-hmm. Just kind of, I am humble, and those people going on, mm-hmm. men, most of the majority of the men that go on the show are pretty boisterous, you know, yeah, or at least there's a handful that stand out.
And yeah.
Whoa, there's no way I'm going to, why am I here? But literally, yeah. Those were most of the thoughts that went through my head majority of the time for most of that first right. few weeks of that experience.
Can't imagine.
I mean, the whole thing was super intense, yeah. Emotionally, very yeah. emotional. Like you don't have any communication with your family, anyone.
You take your phones?
So everything. You're isolated. You're with people you've never met before, which isn't, you become very close very quickly. It was a great experience, and the ride is fun until yeah. it gets really serious towards the end.
Yeah.
When you start.
Because you actually fall in love.
You do.
You were genuinely in love.
I was.
And knowing, I mean, trying to put myself in her shoes, like, or even if I were a contestant, like, so you're falling in love with more than one person? Like, I would get really weirded out by that. Were you?
It's tough. It's very it's a challenge, you know, yeah. It's very mentally challenging. I went into it very intentional, I guess. And so I wasn't there for social media or anything.
When was this?
Barely.
There was social media. Okay, got barely. It. Got it.
I did not have Facebook, Instagram, or right. Twitter prior to going on. I had MySpace.
Oh my God, MySpace.
And I didn't know my password or username.
Okay, I started Dancing with the Stars before MySpace, and that was like message boards back in 2006. So yeah, that was my life anyway.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. And then you get asked to do The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So what the heck? Like, how did that happen? How did they tell you the news right away? Or like, is this something that was like, you know what, I might as well, since I have already done The Bachelorette? Or what went through your mind?
Good question. And it was a hard decision, actually.
Oh, really?
So Andy, tell me.
How was that? That must have been so painful, huh?
It was painful.
Oof.
It was tough, really tough. And
how did you grieve?
Most.
Yeah. Well, how? How's that? What do you mean? Like most? Everyone grieves differently, Chris.
My baby does.
Oh no.
No, it was funny because she kicked me off or what, she dumped me, whatever.
She gave you the boot.
It's hard. It's whatever reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had to let me go. And so after you get let go, it's kind of status quo. You get driven around the limo and they ask you questions, right? And
those OTFs. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So we drove around and around and around, and the producers asked me questions and they really want me to cry. And I just held back my tears as long as I could and waited until the cameras were gone. I went to my hotel room, bawled till I woke up the next morning. And then I got to the pool and I was sitting there with my other producer who never left my side, and they came down and asked me if I was like, and I was like heartbroken, like worst morning in the world. And they're like, hey, and I was meeting with one of the producers. You become friends with all the producers, course. And I'm mm-hmm. still have dear friends from the team. And I'll never forget him asking me, he's like, would you ever consider being The Bachelor? I was like, let's table that idea for today.
Right. They just ask you the next morning. You're like, yo.
I'm literally heartbroken. So, but they kept the idea
like
going.
Like the next day.
Next morning. And I was, next morning. And it was tactful, but that was the initial.
Interesting. And did you take it seriously?
I didn't really at the time.
Because you were heartbroken. Like you weren't even focusing.
No, I was just like, I'm just going to get home. I just want to go home. I want to see my family. I'm out, you know.
Yeah. Because your intentions were not obviously to be famous.
No. Yeah. No, I just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
But I had no interest. It was like, get out of here. I'm done with this place. I just want normalcy. But yeah.
You haven't obviously talked to Andy since then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or you have?
Yeah, pretty good friends with Andy.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. And so your heart you've healed
wound? For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing well. She's got a new man in her life and she's a great person. So yeah,
awesome.
we're relatively close friends. Good. So
because you do experience, I mean, like it's like Dancing with the Stars. It's the same type of feeling. Okay, so then you do say yes. So what made you say yes to The Bachelor?
It took some time. Took months.
Did the big execs call you?
Oh yeah, we went through the whole process. Yeah, I met with Fleiss and the whole group, you know, everybody, and Robert Mills, and you know, we went through the process, and like I don't know what I'm doing, like, but And I never knew what the right answer was. My biggest concern was I'm going to be gone for harvest. Like, can you move the timing of filming? Right. It's right in between, in the middle of harvest. This is like my Super Bowl, man.
Of course.
It's 3 months of the year.
When is it?
September to November, late. I told my dad, I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? I mean, if I do this, are you okay with it? Or it's like, why do you? Cause after The Bachelor, I had a lot of girls reaching out or whatever. You know,
he had MySpace.
Funny story. No longer MySpace. Okay. After I got off The Bachelorette, the producer's like, you don't have any social media, Chris. You need to get Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You just have to do that.
Ugh.
All right.
I know.
And so they made me literally get social media. And,
right.
That was anxiety.
I'm sure.
And immediate. Like, but anyway. So
you're a part of it. So you dove in
and, you know, in the process, talking to the producers and understanding, trying to figure out how it's going to work and if I can be a part of the farming operation while I'm gone, which is my main concern, and helping making sure that we get everything done while I was gone. And it's tough. My parents were concerned.
What were they concerned about?
Well, a lot of things, but me being gone during harvest probably more than anything.
But also concerned for your mental state, maybe?
I suppose.
Yeah.
I think we were all pretty naive to what I was stepping into and how involved it would be, but...
So how involved is... I mean, like, okay, so you were a contestant. So you kind of knew, maybe, because you were on a different side. You weren't the actual, maybe, focal point, I guess. Like, you weren't the... You were a supporting role, but maybe, like, not the main character for your first season. And then you become the main character. What is that? What is... Because I have no clue. Yeah. I know Dancing with the Stars, and that's 16 years of my life.
All right.
But like this world, I don't know. So what does that entail, I guess?
As the lead, be it Bachelor or Bachelorette, you're essentially kind of running your own show. And I wouldn't say necessarily the show itself is it's obvious it's going to be a huge time commitment for the filming, but the aftermath and then everything that goes along with it and the media attention and involvement that becomes a big tie up it just changes your life. It just really does. It's just, and so does Dance with the Stars. Yeah. It's all kind of one and the same.
They don't take your cell phones away though.
No. And that's, and I would say, you know, the comparison between the two, they're same but different. And being the lead, it's way more intense. And you're really signing your life away for a long period of time.
Oh, interesting. How long?
For sure, 4 months.
Whoa. And that's not even the aftermath. That is just straight up shooting.
3 months of shooting and then pre-shooting and then media post and pre. Yeah. And so you really, it's a huge time commitment. And then that, you know, then everything kind of spills in a small town where we're from. And
you didn't talk to your family for 4 months.
It's tough. Oof. Yeah. 3 months was hard 3 months. I made sure I got to talk, you know, like if something serious came up with the farm, I'd make sure they were able to communicate.
Of course.
So I made that very clear that we were going to able to communicate, but that was probably the toughest thing. Dad's like, all these girls are reaching out to you after The Bachelorette. Why do you think you need to do this?
Yeah, why?
Tell Michelle.
Good question.
I'm like, it was a good question. I'm like, Dad, you know, none of them live around here. You want me to fly around the country to meet these girls that want a date? I mean, let's try to facilitate this professionally rather than me just or whatever. There's just nobody here. So maybe this will be a better way to facilitate that process.
Mm-hmm.
And we got through it anyway, and it worked out for the best.
You did get through it. And what is, okay, so knowing that you were on the other end for your first season, joining the franchise, I guess, was it hard to break these women's hearts?
It was. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was super tough to, because you do get, like, a lot of people ask me, like, how do you fall in love so quickly, or how does that happen? Is it real, or is it staged, or is it scripted? And the answer is a hard no for me. I mean, these people are not like just somebody you just randomly meet, right? They already know me. They already are fully vetted, like going through like what I went through to get on The Bachelorette.
They went through all these interviews, background checks, everything.
And then it's Tinder on steroids, or whatever your best dating app is. It's but they're vetting people for the best to, yeah. So they're trying. They really want love.
They
want you to find love. So
genuine.
And so it happens quickly when you say, oh, boom, these girls are, you know, we're all right there. When you just, you're fast forward, like first date, your second, third date, when you meet everyone in most cases. So you know, for me, it's real. And it was hard for me to let these girls go. Cause I'm like, I don't know if I'm making the right decision. I don't know them. You don't really know if you're making the right decision. You're just going with, like, your fundamental intuition, yeah, caveman style for the first couple of weeks.
And I'm like, sure.
I don't
and
know
how do you get to a chance to really know these people?
You don't really.
I mean, how much time would you estimate that you have with each in the initial rounds, like with each girl? 5-10 minutes?
In the first round?
Yeah.
You're lucky to talk to all of them. You don't really genuinely get to talk to all of them. And, yeah, you're maybe 5 minutes on average. Quick, and you don't remember either. You can't, I mean, I didn't. So you have people. I always had someone there was helping taking notes and making, you know, like helping remind me of the conversation when it came time to make a decision. So it's intense. I mean, it really is intense. I treated it like it was draft day. You know, it's a bad way to put
you.
It.
But, I hear you. No, you know, it is the truth. Yeah.
We were really, I mean, I took it very seriously, and, you know, like, these girls came there for, and the ones that were serious appreciated the fact they were there, and I was there. I was very serious, so just did the best I could. And
would you do it again?
No, not for the second time, I don't think.
Why?
I think it's just kind of an experience that maybe it's like pretty special to a certain extent, and do it twice. I don't know that I have the same. I'm not saying I wouldn't just do it again fundamentally because it would make sense. It would be all right, but I don't know. It was such a magical experience for me and everybody that was a part of it. I don't know. I just kind of like, yeah, it was
good, well, a good
chapter in my life. And I don't know that I need to have that same process again, but I think I'm all right.
But it was magical. You meaning like you had a positive experience overall.
Oh, by far. Yeah.
Though it was heartbreaking, but like life, that's what happens.
Yeah, no, the whole in the moment experience was, and everyone from the show, I mean, we obviously, the production stuff can get intense, but there's moments where it's not amazing, but just it was a great, really, for me, it was a really cool experience.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why did you choose Whitney?
That's a good question. And it's a tough one to really answer besides saying you're following your heart and your gut.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is like you, for me, all the girls were, you know, it's, I hate to say that, but I mean, there's obviously many great women out there. So, and you're in such a short period of time, you're not really, you just don't know.
No,
you just can't,
right.
You know, and especially when you have one that right next to, and that, so
yes.
You know that there's two really great people that you haven't had enough time to really know. So,
but you still have an intuition. Your family met them.
And I just knew fundamentally, like I went with my gut, my core, like knew that if this has a chance to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
My heart, she's great. I mean, this person, they're all great. They're all, I can see a future with all, you know, everyone that. That was probably the last few weeks I could see a future with, but, so you sort of, I guess, as a trying to be, logical, you know, old enough to be able to think that way and, just start to break it down. Like, all right, does this person want what I want? You know, start to think about the bigger picture things.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Can we create a foundation and will this work after the cameras are gone and this is going to have a chance.
Right. And are you sure you could tell people's, I guess, what their intention.
Right. And that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I was more concerned about that.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't say more concerned, but
no,
that was
course.
Always in the back of my mind.
Right.
Like, are they here to, they want me or they want a social media follower two more, or, you know, more teeth whitening things or whatever. And
teeth whitening things.
And you, but yeah. So, not that that's anything wrong with it, but it's you know, that's
not the goal on the show.
At least if that's not their goal. And I don't think most of the girls that were, but anyway, that was, so extrapolating through that and understanding, all right, who do we have that's, we can make a run at this.
Right.
For lack of better terms, you know, it's like, cause we know, I knew after the show was over, it's going to be hard.
When did you get the offer for Dancing with the Stars? Were you still on the show? Like, meaning, I guess it's so different because it's not live. Talk me through it.
So we were, I can remember the exact moment and second I met with Robert Mills. And
were you already engaged?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. So I was back in LA and they invited me to come back or something, but they had to keep it secret because we hadn't, and the show hadn't finalized airing, I think. I hadn't had the final
So
episode.
Where are you stationed? Where do they station you when it's not?
Back and forth from Iowa to...
With Whitney.
They had to keep her in Chicago we couldn't be together.
At all. So there isn't that time at all when you guys are together, when you're engaged, when the show's still... Oh, not at all. Like you're not even in a secret little dungeon somewhere?
Yeah, the secret thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did see each other after you guys finished shooting.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so secretive, right?
Lots of special trips to, like, she'd come to Iowa and...
Okay.
And she mostly would come to Iowa. She came to LA while I was doing Dancing with the Stars, but yeah.
What was your initial reaction? Had you ever seen Dancing with the Stars before? Were you like, what? No, I just finished shooting something.
It was caught off guard. I really didn't think they were going to ask me to do that. And I had watched it some. My mom's a big fan of the show. My sisters are as well.
Yeah.
Of course. And as well as The Bachelor, they're all big fans. So I had watched Dancing with Stars.
When Jake Pavelka was on?
I think I saw a little bit of that. And just here and there. But I mean, I talked about it with family for friends and Whitney. And I know there's a lot of people there was like, well, wait a minute. You sure about that? I mean, I think now he's going to become LA
Oh, this is the new star. Yeah. His head's going to blow up. His ego is going to go through the roof.
That literally happened. Like, I had had some people helping with some management stuff, and they're Iowa great people. And they're conservative as am I. And they want to make sure I'm not going to get crazy.
Keep you grounded.
Keeping me grounded. And I told them that I got invited to do Dancing with the Stars. And there was like two people on the phone that just went quiet. Literally just dead silence. And they're professionals and they're, I could tell they're already like, I'm like, wait, it's going to be, it's a family show. And
Was Whitney, I guess, was your fiance at the time, was there a little hesitance from her at all? Or was she like completely in 100% support of you?
I think she's a strong person and smart and not really, she wasn't really thinking super concerned about it. She came and we lived together in LA while I was doing Dancing with the Stars. And she wasn't really,
there was no signs of that. Like jealousy or weird, wait a second.
No. I don't think she was, there was none of that at all. Really. I think it just, if anything, it was more like just time consuming.
Of course. Right? Of course.
And a huge, like if you talk about the challenges from going out on television dating and then go right into Dancing with the Stars and having like literally filming for 15 hours a day, every day for 30 days, that's at least 15 hour days. Filming.
That's on the
Bachelor.
And then also dancing.
And then just jumping right into Dancing with the Stars and then moving to LA. And then, you throw that into a relationship.
Oy.
Nobody's immune to having challenges there.
Do you believe in the Dancing with the Stars curse? Falling in love with your dance partners or the schedule or whatever it is, whether or not you had a strong foundation with, not you, but in general, that person had a strong foundation in the relationship prior to Dancing with the Stars, obviously, you know, it will affect that foundation, whether it was broken up already or it was a strong foundation. Listen, I've danced with 26 different celebrities on Dancing with the Stars, and I have to admit that I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with my partner doing Dancing with the Stars. It is close. It is vulnerable. The celebrity has to be vulnerable if you want to do well. Point blank, I don't care who you are and what type of dance experience you have. You got to be completely 100% vulnerable and trust your partner. And that's the only way you're going to do well on the show, period. I danced with Emmett Smith season 3 and he refused to relocate. So this was like non-negotiable because at the time he was married, he lived in Dallas. He was with his kids, obviously, and his wife at the time. And it was, we flew back and forth every week. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. And he only, and made this very clear to me, put me in my place a couple times. I deserved it. But 4 hours maximum a day. There was no like hiding to go practice somewhere else. It was like, listen, Cheryl, I'm going to give you 4 hours of my time. I'm going to go home. You're not going to call me or text me. And I promise I will come in a better partner because I will think about the choreography. And that is something he did. He actually did do that. Like as an athlete, that's what you do. You rehearse regardless. You eat shit, breathe, sleep. You know, everything dancing at that time, which is why I think he was so successful. But there was just zero. Like I even tried when we had 2 dances a week. And mind you, we had results shows back then too. Did you have results shows when you were on? Was it Monday, Tuesday live show?
It was every day of the week.
Or was it one like the live show though? Was it once a week or twice a week when you were on?
Once a week.
So we had twice a week live shows. Oh. And so it was really we would go get a red eye, catch a red eye Tuesday night, get into Dallas Wednesday morning. We would go straight to the studio.
Wow.
I just wanted to kill him. He got the worst version of me every Wednesdays. But if you want to do well with Dancing with the Stars, you have to let it consume your life.
Yeah, you do.
And was that your goal? Was your goal to do well? Yeah. Obviously.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. I did let it. I let it consume mine. I mean, that's kind of personal.
But you also chose to relocate. You didn't have to.
No, I wanted to.
Is that, did the producers recommend that?
I knew there was no way I could do it from Iowa. Mm-hmm. And then there was, it was a special experience and an opportunity to do something that, I was all in.
Did you have previous dance experience?
No.
Were you one of those, huh? Were you one of those cheaters? No, I'm kidding.
No, unless you call fair dances a kind of a experience, but now I have no professional dance, no choreographed dance experience. I'm pretty bad.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With your partner, with Whitney Carson, how was she as a coach? She had just won with Alfonso. She was a reigning champ. Did you feel any type of pressure? Did you have chemistry right away? Were you guys friends right away? Like, she's so sweet.
We had so much fun. We got along just great. I mean, yeah. It's so cool. Cause she has a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She'd work me I'm a worker. So just tell me what to do. And I was always, tell me what to do with, I'll do it.
Oh, she must have loved that.
Yeah. We got along from day one and had great chemistry and,
yeah.
And it was always like, oh, the two Whitneys and whatever that.
Right. The headlines and the stupid paparazzi. Yeah. You know, the dance studios are not there anymore, by the way.
They moved
oh, like across the street, but yeah, it's not as easy for paparazzi to sneak up on you.
Right. I had one follow me home one night.
What?
Yeah.
Did you lose him?
No, I just stopped over and said, "What the hell are you doing? Following me around your motorcycle?" I said, "Well, I just want a picture."
What the hell?
You and Whitney.
Hell?
I'm like, yeah, well.
Was Whitney Carson? No. As if you're bringing her home. Uh-huh. That is ridiculous.
So I'm like, he gave me his card. Like, as if I wanted to, like, do a...
Oh, like one of those guys. He's like, here, I'm going to make some money off of you, but just call me anytime you want a picture taken. It's interesting.
It was very... And that was my first... I mean, paparazzi.
What's that? Paparazzi in Iowa.
Not all the time.
But there are, I'm sure.
I'm sure. They can travel.
So, do you believe in Dancing with the Stars curse?
Well, you know, Sean Lowe made it.
Yes, he did. I'm not saying it happens all the time, nor are the people who made up this curse.
I personally think it does add, like anything in life, adds. I mean, if you associate with The Bachelor, I think just that maybe a little too soon.
And how about with you and your previous engagement?
What happened?
Yeah. Like, what happened as far as, like, do you think if you didn't do Dancing with Stars, would it have been a different outcome?
Oh, I honestly, no, in our situation. I don't think so. I think it was actually kind of, because it would have been no matter what, it was either Chicago or Iowa or some, like commuting. And so this was actually sort of a nice, like she could still do her work from LA and I was doing my thing. So it was kind of like a easy transition to a certain extent. I don't, but it does add, you know, another distraction that's life. So for me, I guess mentally, I wouldn't change. I don't think it changed our relationship. If our relationship was that fragile to not be able to go through something like.
Right. But also you wouldn't know because you had just come off the show of The Bachelor.
Right. And either way, if you just come off the show, you're either doing Dance with the Stars or you're just doing a bunch of other stuff. Right. You know, and so at least Dancing with the Stars.
Chippendales. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Soon. Yeah. No, not for me.
I mean, so would you say that it wasn't Dancing with the Stars that tore you guys apart? I guess it was just not really building a foundation then, right? Because did you have the time to?
Yeah. I mean, it's just sort of like you get to know each other in a magical place. And then all of a sudden, then you're in real life. So there's two pages of your life. You take that chapter that you met and fell in love on a show where you were both very intentional and meant every second of every minute or every moment that you were together. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the next chapter, which is after the show and the cameras go away. And there's still those outside noises and then you're dealing with your own personal family that you didn't, you know, it's like, oh, a whole different dynamic. So you're relearning your relationship essentially. And you don't think about that going into it. But the reality comes quick. And so you just handle it like mature adults and try to, for me, it is what it is. And we did the best we could.
Of course.
There's nothing really like, I wouldn't say.
It wasn't like, cause you were, rumbaing with the other Whitney.
No, I mean, both Whitneys kind of became friends.
Yeah, and it was for not sure.
Like a weird thing.
It wasn't so like what they made it up to be.
No. And it's to each their own. But in my situation, it was none of that. Whitney's a great girl.
And Dancing with the Stars did not break up your engagement, is what you're officially saying to me.
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. So if you were to get asked to do Dancing with the Stars again, would you do it? So you wouldn't do Bachelor, but you would do Dancing. You made it pretty far, my friend. Week 8, you were like just short of the semifinals. That ain't easy nowadays.
We got lucky.
No, it wasn't luck. It was your freaking blood, sweat, and tears. This show is intense.
We worked hard. It is intense. I've played sports my whole life.
You can't say most intense because you said that about The Bachelor. This is a different type of intense.
Physically intense.
Yes.
I would say this was most physically and
scary,
like, scariest thing I've ever done by far. Bachelor was like a different kind of emotional, like relationship intense. Like your heart's in a place where it's completely out of your chest.
Yeah.
This is where you're mentally and again, different type of challenge and emotional challenge, but than a relationship. But by far, I mean, I love football, love, like very passionate about sports when I played. And took it very seriously. And
this is a sport. Dancing is a sport.
And I mean, it's amazing. Like the different muscles that you use, you don't even realize. Like, holy shit.
Well, the body awareness that you need to have. Like,
you do.
What was your favorite dance?
I really, you know, I was good at throwing her. is that a dance move? Got a lot of points.
Totally. Hey, it's called partnering for a reason.
The contemporary I had fun with because it was.
No technique, really.
Right. It's like, I could just do this stuff and then throw her.
Dancing barefoot. Easy. Yeah, throw her around the room. Slap her a little bit. Call it a day. Yeah. No, it's like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Give me an 8. Thank you. You actually got your highest score doing that, right?
Yeah. Actually, I would say technique, like that was the funnest because it was easy for me. Just easiest for me to grasp.
And she was really, and she's really good at that style as well.
I did well. So obviously it was good.
Yeah, that's a good memory. What was the worst one? What's your worst memory on that show?
The cha-cha. Second dance. Totally forgot. I just blanked.
You forgot?
I forgot.
The first one.
It was the second dance.
The second dance. Okay.
I did a good job on that.
Like completely went blank.
Quick step. I went blank on the cha-cha. Like she had me jumping off the stage. And that was tough. It was dark.
Right.
And
it's live.
It was live.
Your parents may have been there watching
everybody,
you.
Everybody was there and it was really dark. Really
you
loud.
Have spray tan on maybe?
You know, a lot of times I didn't do spray tan.
That's fine. You didn't have to get the fake painted abs on you by Nadesh. Shout out to Nadesh.
I did. I think they did that once we did the team challenge, but
yeah.
But yeah, so that was I was so mad at myself. I can remember, I don't know if this is like in a dream or if Whitney actually did this, but I think she's like, it's better if she actually did it. Cause I think she did. She's like, what are you doing while we're dancing
live?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, because it had to do this technical.
Instead of trying to fix you, she's just like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm obviously f***ing up, Whitney. That's what I'm doing. Now help me.
I'm just going to do this for the rest of the day.
Yeah, seriously. When in doubt. I mean, what are you doing? I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Help.
What's it look like I'm doing?
No. Seriously. I can't cha-cha for God's sakes. And this is all happening within like the 60 seconds that you're actually. So you would say that, what is the one thing that you took from this experience of television, I guess, that you, that has either shaped you or that has made you more aware in general?
Oh, that's one thing special about both experiences, especially Dancing with Stars. The fear of that, you know, that stage fright. I mean, I've never been a stage person, you know, I've never really acted or I've never done any prior to any of this stuff. I've never been, I mean, farming and playing sports,
Broadway, probably no Broadway,
nothing. And, and that having a live audience and all that, just overcoming those fears and not even knowing you have that fear, but that's like the most, like you put yourself in the most vulnerable position I've ever been in.
But then you come out stronger.
Hell yeah. It's amazing. It really is. I mean, you don't really like after that and being able to overcome that and getting through it and being relatively average at it. It was like knowing that I was very, very scared.
I'm sure.
I've been done a lot of stuff and think you're pretty tough and that.
Yeah.
And so you talk to most people that are, you know, thinking dancing is
so like so easy. I hate when people come on, they're like, oh, I can dance at a club. Okay, thanks. Uh-oh. Like, let's get to it. You want to win a mirror ball? You're screwed.
No, you guys are. I have so much respect for all the professionals. And I mean, every day dance with Whitney, I always felt bad because I sucked so bad that we'd have to do everything over and over. Because I was like,
no, that's normal.
Memory repetition. I couldn't.
Of course. No, but that's normal. Even Emmett Smith, he had to write down his choreography.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. And I make my students do that because it is it's all about repetition. As intense as Dancing with the Stars is, it is, it could be completely life-changing and altering if you are open to the experience. And some people fight it. And I think that what has made you very appealing and just so relatable is how you're not afraid to show your feelings or say how scared it is, right? Like how scary it is or how scared you were. I think that is brave of you to be able to express that, but also to sign up for something like this is really, it takes a lot of balls to do that, you know, and because you have nothing to compare it to.
No.
Like, especially with no training or any type of entertainment other than, you know, sports is also obviously entertainment, but you know what I mean? It's just not to put on like a low V-neck spray tan and high waisted Latin pants with Cuban heels doing a cha-cha and getting judged by like these judges. And watched by millions of people, what is something that when you have kids, what advice would you give your kids? And would you let them do either like The Bachelor, Bachelorette or Dancing with the Stars? Would you advise them to do it or would you support them? Or
I would support them for sure. But knowing what I know, I'd be I would have a lot of advice, but I would be very supportive at anything, but I would. I think all those things are great opportunities if handled like in the right taste. It's it, whatever doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And those, all those things are crazy. Like Bachelor is crazy. And it's this crazy experience for, you know, Dancing with Stars is beyond crazy for, especially for someone who's never had any sort of stage experience or dance experience. I mean, but man, it's changed me as a person, made me stronger. So, made me better, you know, more self-aware and just like, and the opportunity to be around really great people and like you, yourself being a professional that I've always been, you know, have a lot of admiration for professional athletes. I mean, the commitment that it takes to do some of that stuff is just cool. And, you know, I consider my professional in farming, I guess, to a certain extent.
Yes.
And I know that commitment that it takes and even, you know, little bit of sports, but just as being around that dynamic of people, the producers are great, just the doors that it opens and meeting great people, there's no downside, especially Dancing with the Stars.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With whatever you're comfortable with, Chris, I just am trying to go in chronological order with like highlights and lowlights in a way of your life. You then, you know, this, all of this Los Angeles, Hollywood lifestyle, you know, people so invested in your life. I still think to this day, absolutely. You're obviously a great person. You're a good man with his head on his shoulders and genuinely somebody that anybody can relate to. You then, there's this tragedy that happens in your life. Is there, can you somehow give us a Cliff Note version or whatever you're comfortable with, obviously, and tell the listeners what happened?
After Dance with the Stars, obviously there was a tragic accident that I was involved in, which, you know, Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars were obviously life-changing, and that was, you know, kind of a, the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows. So, just something that, God put me in a place where everything's a test, I guess. So, you know, it was a challenging and horrible, horrible experience that, changed a lot of lives, mine primarily included, and all of those involved.
Have you been able to be on a healing journey? Like, is there any resources? Like, I'm a huge advocate for therapy. I am very open with my own mental health because I do believe it helps people feel like they're not alone. I guess, how has yours been?
I think family's been super important to me. It always has been. And sort of going through everything I've gone through, my heart's always still been in, you know, it didn't go like we've talked of everything it's happened to me. It was things that have happened to me that don't really define me. Bachelor doesn't really define me.
And those things are
great experiences that happened. Mm-hmm. That accident happened and all those things are, huge momentous things in my life that changed it. But focusing on like where my core is, who I am as a man and staying with the core of what I am prior to and after all of those things that happened.
That's awesome.
Focusing on that and just really being around people that sort of, you know, you go through all that stuff and you know as well as anybody, like Dancing with Stars tears you away from family and friends and so it's Bachelor and media and all those things. It was like I was kind of on a whirlwind for a little while living like just out of a suitcase and that's not me ever. Never has been me, never really isn't me fundamentally. So sort of took all those opportunities and ran with them as much as I could. And it's been sort of nice just to sort of focus on just getting back to agriculture, the things that really define me, that do define me, my family, agriculture, and my passion for, those things
the real stuff.
And you have to catch yourself to remember, and you let a lot of stuff go. It's like you're chasing those pretty pennies because it's fun for a little while and
until it's not,
and then it's not. And then I don't have any regrets, but I still was staying. I never neglected what was going on back home, but like it was nice to be able to have that as an added, like everybody was enjoying those cool things. So it was fun. And still there's still great things that have come from it. But, getting older and knowing that, I still want a family, still want to, want to be back at that core. You know, my life isn't on reality television. So just getting back to that and focusing on people that are really important that have always been there for me.
Before we wrap here, I just wanted to say thank you for being so vulnerable. And I appreciate your time and flying all the way from freaking Arlington to not even a straight flight. Like that is a non-negotiable for me, but it's okay. Thank you again. And it's been, I hope you continue to do you and I hope you find love because you're such a great man and I will be rooting for you as everybody else. What is, how can people find you and what is new with you that you want to promote other than your harvesting?
Yeah, no, and my Instagram is Souls Chris, but,
you're on Instagram. You're active.
Yeah, it's still sort of active.
So MySpace or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's probably still out there. You might want to try Google that. I don't know.
Slide into his DMs, ladies, slide in.
But, for me, I don't have a ton of things that are super special that are worth talking about, but, you know, generally focusing on agriculture and a lot of the things that are new and evolving in agriculture, like sustainability and regenerative ag, that are kind of fun things that are coming down the pike where people, I think, are going to take more interest in and understanding where their food comes from. I don't know. Those are always things
that's important.
Super passionate about.
I eat like a 5-year-old, so I don't clearly have no education on food.
We'll get you out to Iowa and show you where it comes from someday.
I love me some corn.
We have a lot.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Make sure you guys follow us at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans on our Instagram handle and make sure you comment. Let me know who you want me to interview. What do y'all think? Let me know.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.